This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to the top people and ideas. Presented by U Mobile.
I'm Wong Xiaoning, and this is The Breakfast Grill. Did you know what you wanted to be when you grew up? Was it a doctor, fireman, engineer, or even a spy? Did you even know what these professions actually did? Or was your choice based on what your parents told you, what you saw on TV, or read? Well, today, children are a much luckier bunch because there is a theme park that may help answer that all-important question, what do I want to be when I grow up? So in the studio, we have the mayor of Kidzania, Sharon Nizar Ahmad, to tell us about this place where children can pretend to be adults. Now, welcome, Sharon. I've had my fair share of guests on the grill, but you are my first mayor. And it's a very clever title for a general manager because Kidzania is like a little town, but for children. So briefly tell us about the concept behind it.
Hi, thanks for having me here. It's an absolute pleasure. Well, for Kidzania Kuala Lumpur, it is an award-winning indoor family entertainment centre. However, it promotes learning by offering interactive role-play experience for kids. And our operation has always been anchored onto this philosophy of Learn Life Today, which aims to broaden children's aspiration and also to equip them with new skills that would enable them to have a better future. And for our team in Kidzania Kuala Lumpur, we are on this aggressive journey to further enhance and improve the educational experience for the kids so that they have more occupational possibilities in the future by continuously forging partnerships with real-life brands and also forward-thinking partners. We take on a replica of a real functioning city, replete with buildings. We have our own functioning economy, recognizable destinations, and more importantly, brands that appears in the city of Kidzania, Kuala Lumpur.
And the Malaysian operations is actually a franchise, right? Because Kidzania is originally a Mexican company started by Xavier Lopez Acona in 1997. Okay, so they operate in 21 countries. There are 28 Kidzanias around the world. But you're a franchisee and have been since 2012, right? I'm just curious, are there any cultural differences between one location and another?
To a certain extent, there will be some localization in terms of the kind of establishment and also the partners that we have. But in general, most of the facilities would actually have a similar kind of facilities and establishment. For instance, we are actually an actual city which built for kids. So in an actual functioning city, you would expect to have a bank, a fire station, a hospital. So those kind of establishments will actually exist in all 28 facilities. However, there would be a few that that actually resonates with the country in which they are actually built. So for instance, in Malaysia, we do have brands that originates from Malaysia, which is one that I can share is the Malaysian Palm Oil Council. And for other countries, they would have other brands that would actually showcase activities as well as improvements that they want to see happen within that country.
But I didn't notice when I went there recently, what was really interesting to me was like, let's say you say there's a hospital, there's a bank, and what I found fascinating was that there was our own Malaysia Inland Revenue. There's a little office there. So there is some localization in that sense also, right? So yeah, probably in every Kidzania, there's a tax office, but it represents the look and feel of that country.
Correct.
I know you mentioned Kidzania has its own economy, its own money. So it's kidzos, right? That's the currency. So every kid gets 50 when they check in. So kids have a chance to earn more money. I understand they participate in activities and also a chance to spend it like real life. And now this is the part I'm really curious. Are Malaysian children spenders or savers?
Again, another good thing that I can share with everyone, my own personal view of this. Malaysia is heading towards the right direction. What we've seen happen in Kidzania Kuala Lumpur, kids would basically spend 55% of their earnings, and the rest of the 45% will actually go to their savings. And I can't say the same with other facilities. I can be very specific in naming Kidzania Japan, in which I've had close communication and best practices sharing. And in Japan, kids usually save.
They don't spend at all?
Not much of spending.
How scary is that? It's a real reflection of the Japanese economy.
It is. Up to a point where Kidzania Japan has to impose tax when savings have breached certain threshold. But I think the kids or certain population need to understand that, there has to be involvement from public, from the kids in this instant where they need to spend to boost economy. But also, we've seen a few Kidzania facilities in the Middle East area in which they don't save it at all. So that is a bigger concern. And I hope that this direction in which the Malaysian kids and population are heading would continue because it will be beneficial to the economy as a whole.
Well, this really proves a point that children are really much part of the environment, right? And the socialization environment has a great role in how children behave, their mindset, the way they think, right? What about activities? Are there anything unusual that Malaysian kids like to do, which is different from anywhere else? Any other Kidzania?
This is a very interesting question because for the past couple of years, we've been closely monitoring the kind of activities which are more popular than the other. And for Malaysian kids, most of the activities that are highly popular would involve F&B.
Oh, this is so true of Malaysians.
Yeah, so in efforts to actually support supply with demand, soon we will have a Tea Life establishment open in Kidzania, but also to support other F&B-based activities that we currently have, namely Mission Food, we have McDonald's. So these are the kind of activities that our kids love to be involved with, and not just for the sake of food, but I believe it's because of the education that comes together with the activity.
But there are no jobs that Malaysian kids avoid in Kidzania.
No. That's the exciting bit about Kidzania, because we as adults, we have our own perception about what is good, what's popular for the kids. And at times when we first opened, in fact, the first couple of months were actually an exciting period where we had to educate parents that there's no one or two profession that's better than others. In the perception of kids, in their minds, they want to try everything that we have. And usually after the first and second visit, then they have a basic understanding of what they would want to be in the future.
Okay, but would you say that you're introducing the concept of capitalism too early into a child's life? I mean, because the focus is nonetheless still trying to make as much kidzos or money, right? Because I went into Kidzania, like I said, and I noticed you can redeem the kidzos for gifts. And I saw that for 25,000 kidzos, a kid could actually redeem a Canon printer, for example. Now, is this message we want for Malaysian children today? Aren't there other important values?
To me, I look at it from the perspective that this encourages entrepreneurship for the kids. And in terms of whether this is too early of a concept to be exposed to the kids, I don't think so. Because we believe that stereotypes are being developed as early as 4 years old. So it's really worrying because this is the time when kids started to make assumptions that certain professions would be only for girls, certain professions are only for boys. And in fact, those studies are available for those partnering Kidzania Kuala Lumpur. And we want to ensure that the inclusivity of the facility is for everyone. So we agree that some might look at it from a different angle, but for us, it's all positive because we wanted the kids to understand where money comes from. We would want them to understand that hard work is required for them to actually see benefits.
And it's a reward.
Exactly. It's not as simple as going to the ATM machine, pressing a few buttons and then cash comes out from it. Now they understand because of the financial literacy that we expose them at a very early age. They understand the concept, hey, we have to work, we have to do things passionately, and at the end of the month or at the end of the year, then you will get something out of it.
Another thing I want to ask you is that because Kidzania is all premised on role-playing, right? Is that actually the best way for kids to learn about real life and jobs? And the reason why I ask this is because the activities at Kidzania are very predetermined. Okay, everything is scripted. And honestly, there isn't much room for ingenuity or deviation. You know, some of the activities, if you ask me, don't even count for play because you're ushered to do this particular activity for usually 20 minutes. It's completely adult supervised. Is it enough time for kids to learn anything? And is it too constrained?
Oh, fantastic question. For us, we look at it from the perspective that kids can only aspire to what they know exists. Okay, so we, as part of our concept, we would want to allow them to experiment and experience different kinds of profession as early as possible. And with the understanding that we have people whom we call supervisors to moderate and facilitate the activity, because everything that we do in Kidzania had to premise from the understanding that it's educational. So if there's no supervision from our supervisors, then perhaps the activity can be super fun, but it's against our principle, which is education or promoting learning culture within Kidzania. And in terms of their attention span, it's not too little, it's not too short, simply because anything that we do in excess of 30 minutes, I can assure you that the attention span is gone.
Now, you said that one of the things Kidzania's trying to do is to break down stereotype. But in my walkabout, I did notice that professions were rather traditional. So, of course, there was the pilot, the fireman, the cashier, the manicurist. But what about the jobs of tomorrow? Because, I mean, like we've discussed many times, many jobs today probably won't exist tomorrow. As much as 30 to 40% of jobs will probably disappear. I mean, where is the data scientist? All the jobs that perhaps prepare the children for big data, mm-hmm. analytics, Internet of Things. Or is this just out of your control because you're a franchisee?
I agree with that statement in terms of Kidzania has to be a few steps ahead of offering future professions to the kids. And I'm happy to share that it is our direction moving forward of getting all this technology-based, STEM-based activities into Kidzania, but of course with a partner that knows what they are doing. So yes, rather the activities that we have are rather traditional, as what you've mentioned. But I'm happy to say that recently, we have engaged new partners that actually supports us with the understanding of future profession. For instance, we have KRU Studios, which is the industry leader when it comes to media and entertainment. They just recently opened an animation studio. We understand in the market now, there's various platforms for e-wallets, and we actually collaborate with Touch & Go Digital to open an innovation hub with our own Touch & Go application that's only downloadable in Kidzania, Kuala Lumpur. But also to the fact that this is not just the activities that that we want in Kidzania, but we've done a few focus groups in the past, and the kind of profession that the kids are looking at for the time being are things like being a YouTuber, being a civilian drone controller. And for Kidzania, we would want to offer this, as what you've mentioned.
You're listening to The Breakfast Grill, where I'm speaking to Sharul Nizar Ahmad, General Manager and Mayor of Kidzania, Malaysia. After we come back, we're going to talk about the business behind Kidzania and ask the critical question, if kids' play can be profitable. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U Mobile.
BFM 89.9, welcome back to The Breakfast Grill, where I'm speaking to Sharul Nizar Ahmad, General Manager and Mayor of Kidzania, Malaysia. Earlier, we were talking about the concept behind Kidzania, if indeed this is the best way for a kid to learn about life. Now, let's turn to something more adult, the business of Kidzania. Now, like I said earlier, you're a franchisee, and the company is actually a joint venture between Kazana, which has 80% stake, right? And Bausted Curve, which has the balance of 20%. So, are you profitable?
Yes, we are. It's been a very challenging 7 years, but I believe that this business is highly sustainable. And I think our unique selling proposition that differs us from the rest is actually the educational or learning element, in which we can view ourselves as a family entertainment center, but also at the same time, it's an alternative learning center. And also towards the partners that we have, it's basically a new medium for them to market themselves. So based on that understanding, I believe that Kidzania is highly relevant to not just to the entertainment market, but also towards businesses in and around Malaysia.
Just curious, but how profitable are you though? I mean, how good are the margins? You know, because if anything, I would be honest, parents are very indulgent when it comes to what children want to do, and they're usually quite willing to spend. So just out of curiosity, how much money do you actually make?
Well, to be really honest, I think your statement is very true. When we first opened our doors to public, which is 7 years ago, Currently, and I believe that other operators can support this statement, everyone or all the market segments are very price sensitive. So there has to be a lot of other initiatives to support, not just for admission revenue, but also in-park revenue. And for us, it's a business that focuses both on B2B and B2C. B2C is the ones, just like any other facilities, they would want to get the people coming into the park, in-park revenue from F&B, merchandise and photo. But also for Kidzania Kuala Lumpur, a big portion of that, 30 to 35% of our total revenue actually comes from sponsorships.
And just curious, right? So in the last 7 years, how have visitor trends been? Is it an upward nice trajectory or has it been somewhat volatile?
Volatile, to say the least. We've seen great increase within the first 3 years of operation. And then it was on a continued decline. But I am very proud with the team's achievement in terms of where we are going to end in 2019, because we will show growth in all segments, not just in terms of attendance, but also in terms of sponsorship. Sponsorship has been a great success for us this year. In 2017, we had one new partner. Last year, we were able to sign only two partners. And I'm really glad that we are currently looking at 12 to 14 partners for 2019 alone. So that momentum is expected to grow within the next couple of years because of the hot leads, because of the unique proposition that we are selling to the partners. So I believe that is the benchmark in which allows me to say that this business is highly sustainable.
And let's go back to the admissions, right? Because you do charge the walk-in price is 89 ringgit for kids between 4 to 17 and 48 ringgit for an adult. So let's say a family of four, mm-hmm. two kids and two parents, that's going to cost them 278 ringgit. I mean, that's a pretty expensive excursion, I would say. So have you had to offer discounting? Is that your only focus? Because I did notice a lot of school trips. Do you have to offer them discounting?
We do have discounts available through our website. These are basically in collaboration with our partners, but I do believe I'm a parent myself, and at times, affordability plays a very important role. So, for the past couple of years, there's been more aggressive tacticals and discounts being offered. So the amount that you mentioned are actually an amount before discounts. We are highly accessible to all segments of life, I would say, but also the fact that it's about the value that you get.
But at 278 ringgit for a typical family of four, would you say that Kidzania is only for well-off families? Shouldn't children from all backgrounds have a chance to come also? Do you have any programs like that for them?
Yeah, we do have programs. A certain portion of my total attendance on a yearly basis are dedicated to pro bono, supporting CSR efforts, not just from our partners, but also for other institutions that came in. We are quite active when it comes to collaborating with Make-A-Wish Malaysia. We have other philanthropists that utilizes Kidzania as a platform, for instance, Tengku Zatasha. We are looking at other avenues as well to make Kidzania accessible.
What about children with special needs? Are there any special facilities or activities to cater for them?
Yes, in terms of accessibility, it's not an issue for them to actually roam around the facility. We have a wheelchair-specific lift or elevator in the facility. We have other instances in terms of the readiness of the team to welcome kids with autism, where we will actually reduce the volume of our trucks, of our BGM music. But also the fact that Kidzania also supports these special people with different abilities, even as our own staff. So that's something that we truly believe.
Okay, and you earlier mentioned that corporate sponsorship, right? Your partners, they generate or they give about 35 to 40% of the revenue. But has it been, like you say, it has been challenging in the last few years and you've got 14 new partners coming on. But in my walkabout, I did notice some empty shops, you know, and in the past, let's say the hospital, mm-hmm. that was under KPJ, right? So they're no longer there. Mm-hmm. Is this a reflection of the slowing times that we face in Malaysia? Because things are not necessarily the best. The economy could be better. So do you see corporates being more careful with their budgets? I mean, after all, it comes from advertising and promotion or CSR, right?
Yeah.
So how do you get their buy-in when they're already spending much less on brand building activities in traditional media?
Yeah. I mean, the macroeconomic has played an important role. And as what you've mentioned, the level of investment that we've seen have actually declined. But how we actually get their buy-in is basically, again, giving them an understanding of our partnership 360 degrees platform that they can utilize. For instance, they are not just something that people understand. Brands coming into Kidzania, they get a complete brand immersive experience. But on top of that, what they can actually get is a loyalty program and direct marketing run entirely by Kidzania. They have direct links to potential clients as part of the benefit. And also for their employees, we do offer complimentary tickets. We host events for them. And more importantly is the social responsibility package that they can actually chip in. So yes, while the investment has actually reduced, but as I mentioned, what happened in 2019 is a testament that once you see the value of what Kidzania can offer to these businesses, then we will not have any issues regardless of macroeconomic factors.
So for sure, 2020 is going to be a much better year for Kidzania than compared to the last 5 years.
We are very convinced that that's going to be the case, yeah.
Now, I want to say full disclosure, because BFM has a radio station booth at Kidzania Malaysia, which of course I would say is very cute and looks very lifelike. But on the flip side, are you seeding branding on young children and changing them to be perhaps too consumerist so early in life?
I don't think so. For instance, I take BFM establishment as an example. It gives a different perspective to the kids that radio is not just about entertainment. There's more to it. So that's the reason why we have all these supervisors, all these people coming into perspective. Because when an activity is being proposed and being approved, it has to come, the approval has to actually come from our central government in Mexico, a group of educators here in Kidzania, Kuala Lumpur, as well as the partners. So while they are being, inspired in those activities, it's not actually promoting consumerism because there's no hard sell in Kidzania, but it's more about the brand.
But that's the thing, I see the brand everywhere, and in a way, is it kind of like kind of seeding it into these young minds, which admittedly are pretty vulnerable, right? Mm-hmm. Because children catch on to things very quickly.
Well, we want kids to catch on positive vibes for positive things. And if the content that we are exposing to the kids are uncontrolled or something that is not limited in terms of the exposure or the risk, then it is dangerous.
Now, let's finally talk about the JV which runs Kidzania. I mean, Kazana, as we all know, is reviewing its strategic direction. And there is news that it's closing down the Hello Kitty Park down in Johor, while Bowstead, your 20% partner, isn't in the best financial health. So is there a risk that Kidzania Malaysia might also be closed down too? Or is this something that Kazana is keeping as part of their strategic assets?
I think the key understanding here is we should continue to show growth. And if that happens, then I'm not in the position to explain about the direction of Kazana as well as the financial position of Bowstead. But as Kidzania Kuala Lumpur itself, our objective is to show growth in all areas. And I'm very convinced if we are able to do that, then it's business as usual.
On that note, thank you for your time, Kumsharul. It has been a very interesting discussion on Kidzania Malaysia. I'm Wong Xiaoning for The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U Mobile, unleashing unlimited potential every day.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.